We're starting the sugya of Hilchos Nida, Siman Kuf Tzadikei, the sugya of Achokas. Yesterday, we went through the Makaris, the Taimim, the Zmanim. Now we're going through Sif by Sif. The first Sif, Sif Aleph, the sugya of Shem Yagel Ba'Avero. The Makor for this Inyan is what it says in Ovis Rav Nosson, that we have a pasuk in the Torah, Rel Isha, B'ninas Tumosoi, Lois Sikariv. You might think that Chibuk V'Nishach, V'da Be'imu Dvorim B'Telim, might be Mutter. That even Devarim, even the words L'maisa are Osir. This Marmok was brought down in the Beis Yosef from the Rajba, the going on the page of Osir Amnason. That wasn't mean Devarim, but Talim, that even speech is Osir. The Gemara and Yuma, over there it says, that if you test, to be divided to bomb, person should not speak Devarim Acherim. Says Rashi, what is that? Schoif v'kalas roish, schichas yelodim. As the words of the Mechaba brings down, Lo yisachek, lo yikalerosh. What's the reason behind it? Says the mechaber, shemiyagul avero. The reason behind it is that shemiyagul b'avero. That means number one, we have the makor, and number two, we have the reason. Now the question is, what's the getter? Of course, a person cannot walk around grumpy. So what's the getter? So the shach brings down the lashon of the Torah. Im margilu me'ervo lo yidabu b'hem imo. If elit sarayis. That itself is a getter. Not only is the reason Shem Yagel Ba'Avero, but the getter is in Margilum Erva. That's the getter Shaboy. I heard a Berkowitz say over, so let's say your wife's in a different country, and you want to express your affection through the phone, through an email. You want a taino, then to say something, it's not shaykh to maybe l'der Erva. Therefore, Echlam will be mutter. Because the getter is in Margilum Erva. He said, of course, Chutzpah Sugya of Hero Shabbai, and the others want to argue the Berkowitz, but the get is Magilum Ervo. So now the question is, how do you apply that practically? What's Magilum Ervo? So first I point out, there's a crazy brought down on the page by the Machzah Shekel. He says, first, Yisoid. There's no Isser in any Kiravadas. Kiravadas L'maisa's Mutter. To make a bond, to make a relationship, to shmooze L'maisa's Mutter. So once shmoozing is Mutter, but schoik b'kalas roish is also, where do you draw exactly the line over here? So first, I think part of it depends on the person's personality. That means, first of all, it depends if you're American or English, Israeli. How exactly is your society, does it work? That's Aleph. Second, I think it depends upon what type of marriage you have. Are you friends? Are you associates? Are you roommates? So one thing at first, it depends upon your personality and your situation. Second, I heard a getter, a nice getter by a Reuben. He wants to say, something that you do with your sister, that is a nichol getter that's mutter. That means a Reuben, the one who wrote Meir Cohen, the Archa Shabbos, I heard him say over in Shevivim, that with your sister, I have a twin sister, you schmooze, you deal with, you're comfortable with. Of course, you're not coming to make any special physical bond with that person. But yet you grew up together. You're very comfortable. Anything you do with your sister, that's mutter with your wife when she's also. Mashenk is something that you understand you do not want to do with your sister, something above and beyond that, that's going to be also with your wife. Now, of course, there are people who don't have sisters, who don't talk to their sisters, people have different relationships, but in general, that's a good way how to define it. Give different examples of Svarim bring down. I had a friend of mine who went to amusement park. He wanted to play ear hockey with his Rebbetzin. He called up Rav Bick and said, I'm trying to pass the puck around my wife, and she's trying to block it. Is that nichol in the Issa Vashato? Said Rav Bick, where are you? He said, I'm in the amusement park. He said, that? You're also inside the sugya of Schoik V'Kalas Reish. That means everyone knows you would not take you spend a day with your sister in the amusement park. You would first call up 20 different friends over here, or you would want to make a special bond with your wife, you'd go there. But your sister is not a place you would go. That's not something you would do. That means you might do it with your wife and Tommy when you go with the kids, because then that's if you're not going with your wife. You, when your kids get older, you come take your kids. But let's say you just got married the first year. That is something that's unique. It's choyf v'kalas roish. That's nichol in the gedel choy. That's also that's something you would not do with your sister, but you would do with your wife to make a special bond, a special relationship. Another example, the Ben Moshe says, dancing in front of your wife. That you do for your wife. A third example that being down, blowing a kiss. That's something special. Another thing they discuss, what about eating out? You go to a restaurant. So first, you're going to a pizza falafel, that's not called doing something special. But let's say you go to an expensive restaurant, has candles, it's romantic. Those are something that's special and unique. You not certainly do that with your sister. That'll be a baya. Now, obviously, if that's something that you do all the time, it's not special and unique to you, kenzain it's mutter, why we do that all the time, yesh laden. But something that you do, something that's special, unique, for a birthday, for anniversary, that sviva, that we nichol get of schoik v'kalas reish. Rabbi Berkowitz gives another example. Yes, I said if you do a con, if you, no, irhaki is another bayav shato, but that's something you have in your house. Again, that's another question. But yes, it really does depend. If it's something that you do constantly, nothing special, then you can argue the point. We'll get to it step by step. Now, Rabbi Berkowitz gives another example. He said, let's see you play around with hilchos negiya, like I almost touched you. That's chayk v'kalas reish. Another example is farming down. Let's say you're holding a baby. Someone comes over and you give a kiss to the baby. The wife's holding the baby. That's something you would not do if another girl is holding the baby. That's choik v'kalas reish. That's trying to give a getter what the definition of swarm seems to apply. Now, there is a case of discussing playing games. There seem to be two different groups of games. Take one of them. They're playing a case of chess, playing cards. Playing games in general, is that mutter usser? So among the Sfarim, they bring down those who are Machmer, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Moshe, Shlomo Zalman, those who are Mekel, the Debet Zino, the Chodeshani, you have Nevensal. I really think it really depends how you play the game. There are some people, they play the game to have a good time, Geshmak a time. The other people play the game to win. That means I know when I play my wife chess, she's out to have a good time, Geshmak, after an hour playing, she doesn't even finish the game, she says, fine, I'm finished, let's schmooze. I'm like, what do you mean? We have a game over here. We got to finish it. I got to play the game. I'm out to destroy to win. That's my tachlis over here. When Moshe had a tshuva, can you play chess on Shabbos? He says, play chess on Shabbos. Someone loses always. That's bitzar. Some people are like, if I lose to my kids, I'm massively bitzar. My wife loses, doesn't even care to play. Who cares? At point having a shmack of time. So for her to play chess on Shabbos might be mutter, but when she is tar, there might be a bayam tzadzchoy v'kalas reish. Some people playing chess in these games is goig v'lumagog. You have to win and destroy. Lavdak is a get over here of tzchoy v'kalas reish. Might be more than nichol negeder of a challenge. Something that's more of a not really a tzchoy v'kalas reish. More of a challenge going on. Another case of discuss building upon tzchoy v'kalas reish. What about giving presents? So first, machzor shekel on the page brings down the crazy. It says, Kirav Das is mutter, and therefore you can give presents. Presents are mutter. Therefore, for example, let's say every Erev Shabbos, you bring flowers to your wife, to the house. Mutter. Every time you go to bris, you bring Rugloff back from the bris to your wife. Mutter. Now, there are those who disagree. This is Mokar Chaim Kanievsky. But Be'ikas from say, Matono L'Maisa is mutter. However, let's say you give a special Matono. Expensive, Ryuchad, L'Moshol. After usually Anisha gives birth, the Hoga among numerous people is to give her a special present that she walked around with the baby for 9 months. You give her a necklace, something nice. It's obvious and understood that you give it to her when she becomes Torah. You don't give it to her right away. It's something unique and special. That should be something that's, even though Kirav Das is mutter, to make a special bond, a special relationship, a special uniqueness of a husband and wife, that L'chor should be also says as far. However, they do discuss, let's say it's a birthday, anniversary, it's something that's, it's ruggle for her to always get on a birthday anniversary. So then they bring down Shlomo Zalman, or Nasher Klein. They bring down that says, even though Shlomo Zalman says in Hanhoga is not to give by birthday, but that's a person's Hanhoga, something she expects, fine, so you're giving to her something she expects. And the reason why you're doing it for her is because if you forget, oy vey vey, you're not doing it to make a special bond, you're doing it because that's what's expected of you. However, l'chura, if you do something special that year, more than other years, that means every year you give a certain present, and this year you go above and beyond that, that l'chura be a baya, when she is a case that she's tummy. Another thing this farm says, you want to give a matana for yontif, she expects that. You give her money or buy her present, that l'maisa is something that's expected, that l'maisa is mutter. So b'ikla farm saying matana is mutter, unless it's above and beyond what's expected, that should be nichol negeder of shemi yagol bavero. Yeah, but I don't think they expect it right away. They expect to eventually get it, and therefore, usually that halakha is we wait for the Shi's Torah. They don't get it the day after they give birth. They know they're going to get it later. But on your birthday, you mess up. You should remember next year. Now, building upon that, Kamal Piskei Tshuva and says, what about smelling besamim? Smelling her perfume. That means the Izzah Alokha and Archaim and Simon Reish Yitzayin. Then over there it says that a person cannot smell the perfume of any Isha. Of any Isha. Said the Taz, not only that, but the Alokha where there is, also when the perfume comes off the Isha, also it's Asr. When the beggar comes off, also it's Asr. The Mishabru over there brings down, the Paiskim say, Lav Dafka any Isha. Said the Mishabru, who didn't Isha, that's a Nido. That means we have 2 points over here. Number one, we have the Alokha not to smell perfume on an Isha. Mishabru. You have a second halacha, that by any isha, it's also even when it comes off to smell the perfume. Building upon that, Kamal Piskei Tshuva, it's 2 points over here. Number one, an isha nida cannot smell perfume on her. And number two, he says also when it takes off her baghead, has perfume upon it, also you cannot smell it. Shema yagl bavera. That means you can argue the point upon this, but the Piskei Tshuva and the Pais can go, that both the mice are also. Number one, to smell upon her. And number two, it's also even when it's off of her. Building upon that, they discuss, that's when she wore the beggin and took it off and has a smell of perfume. Let's say if I carrot. She did not wear it yet. It's a baal perfume that she has miyuchad in front of her. Can you smell it beforehand? She did not wear it yet. She took it off. But something that's made for her. So this is what I'm getting involved with. The sugya of Azmona Milsa, Azmona La Milsa, is something that you think is miyuchad for her or not. A shalom among the svarim. But they say, it's chosh not being a ger. Very really is a man. Come along, there's really no reason. The only reason why to smell perfume of your wife is in the store when she wants to buy it. It's not hers yet. To smell it after she buys it, I don't think there's any real reason to smell it when she's tamei, and therefore it's not the correct anhaga. Stamazai, why smell it for? Building upon this, they discuss, to make it practical smelling, something that's kept by her, is by Abdullah. That means by Abdullah, they discuss, when she's holding the basanam, can you smell the basanam that's in her hand? So first I point out, usually it's not Nageya. Because the standard way is, if the husband makes Abdullah, he holds the wine in his right hand, he holds the Bessam in his left hand, it comes to the time to make the Baruch on the Bessam, he switches and he is holding the Bessam, and he smells it. So why in the world should she be holding the Bessam and you smell it? That's first, the standard situation is, there's no reason to get involved with this question, smelling the Bessam in her hand, because it should be in your hand, you making the bracha, and you smell it. However, there are two questions now. First, you have a case over here for a carrot. Can she smell the Bessam on him? That means, let's say he is wearing cologne, for whatever reason, Yesh Lod would argue the point. Let's say he's wearing cologne, can an Isha smell the cologne on the husband? Building upon that, if the cologne is Osir, can now the wife smell the Bessam by Abdullah that's in the husband's hand? Two different questions. Shalom among the Svarm, B'ik the Svarm come along and say, that first of all, B'ik the cologne on a husband, that numerous parts want time that it's mutter, void by B'som Nichol the get of a mitzvah, and therefore should not be Nichol the get of a hergal vera, therefore it's mutter. Therefore, the Shaka Svar is that B'som in the husband's hand, Lamaisa, the wife can't smell by Abdullah. However, you do have a situation to discuss this case when you're in somebody else's house and the Baal is making Abdullah. He has a B'som and he passes it to you. Now you have the B'som in your hand and you smell it, or you pass it to you, and then he, sorry, the other way, the Baal passes it to the wife and the wife picks it up and she smells it. Now she wants you to smell it. There's a question over there, can you smell over there? She's holding it, can you smell it? If you think about it, if you analyze the sugya, the question is, Lav Dafka, in a case where she's holding it, Stam, and any Isha is holding B'som, can you smell it? That means the building blocks in the Shari Tshuva, brought down by the Piskei Tshuva by us, is that B'som by all Nashim cannot smell, who in the case of Isha Nido, the Chor negates the Sugya of Avdolah, the place can grapple, can any man smell any B'som in any Isha's hand? Big Shiloh. The newest place can also be Machmer, the basis of Sok, Neboisim, Chodshani, Pyre Simcha, and others. The article wants to be Chosh this way. Again, the Lord's one of Mephakvik. We have Nevensal, Mishmer Satiro, Rich Satiro, the one time Nichol get a mitzvah, those shots of Hergel over here. It's an interesting Shiloh. How to apply this case of a summon when Isha is holding it, can a man smell it, whether it's negated to your wife or negated to anybody else? So, first, Atkan, Sef Aleph over here, the Sugin negated to Hergel Aveiro, Schoif Vikal Swish, and the idea of smelling Besummon. Sif Beis, the Sugin negated to Negi over here. First, in my Mokum, is we know we have a ton of Elio and Shabbos Navi Gimel. As it says, the question was asked by Elio to the Isha, what happened be made of Einecha? The gifts we have lefenenu is Achl imi, Shas imi, Yosh imi, Mikir Basar. When I said Baruch HaMachem Shaharbu, the question is there, what is the correct gifts over here? It's Kamal Taisus in the Rosh, and then bringing down another Losh in the Tond of Elio, that the question was, Shema Vesel as a Pach, maybe you brought to him Pach, maybe you brought to him Shemen, the Noga Becha Be'etzba Ketana, and you touched his finger, or he touched your finger. Building upon this Gersa, says the Rosh and Taisus, there's an Issa Negia, and on that it was saying, Baruch HaMokum Shana Argu. That means you have an Issa Negia based upon this Gersa, brought down by the Torah, and the Loch is brought down by the Mecha, by us, the Beis, and all the place can go this way. We have an Issa Negia. Now the Chodim point out, so the Chokhmah Sodom, Negia is also whether it's Derech Chiba or not Derech Chiba. And this Issa over here is even the case, whether from him to her or her to him, there is no difference over here. They do discuss, is there an Issa Negia? Was the case of Ali Dei Dova Acher. That means, for example, with a stick. Is it Issa Negia? So the Sfam Wantaino, Be'ikah to be Machmer, again, the Berkowitz, the Issa in this question, it seemed to be there was a Maisa that the Isha was snoring. One of the ways, if you know when a person is snoring, is to shake the person, they stop snoring, or you flip them over. The question was, can the husband take a stick and push the Isha lightly? Said Berkowitz, even though we're Machmer, the case of Negia, but Negia Dei Dova Acher, that those won't be Mekel, and B'mokmat Tzemech upon that. That means even though we're Machmen Negiel, and Negiel Dei Dova Acher, B'mokmat Tzemech will make in the case of Negiel, Ali Dei Dova Acher. Now, building upon the Isser, once we have this Isser Negiel to Negiel, and Negiel is coming from the Makar, the Chshash Negiel, that maybe he brought a Pach, or brought her a case of Shemin, and therefore it might be a case of Negiel over here. The question is, what happens if we have other cases when there's also a Chshash of Negiel? There being now two cases among the Svarim. One is the case, can you read a book together with your wife? Can you read together? One is a chashash negia, and two, they also want to say a separate reason over here, that in general, people do not read books together. You only can do that. Why don't you like doing that? Because it's not comfortable, you don't like doing it, you tell a person what you turn, not do it together. So it might be nocha bayam, it's on the sugya of chibo. So one is reading a book together, maybe it's a chashash negia, and also maybe it's a chashash over here, it's on the sugya of chibo over here. I'll show you among the chayim. Another example that they discuss is an umbrella. When it's raining, can you walk together under one umbrella? Shall among the svarim, some we want machbos, some we mekel. The chorapi svar really depends what type of umbrella you have. If you have the big yeshivish ones, the big black ones that hold five people, chodesh tarkas svar say you can walk underneath together. But let's say you have the little pink ones over here that avada when you walk underneath one umbrella, you're pashing and end up touching each other. L'chor, there's a baya of walking underneath one umbrella over here. And l'chor, what should be done is you give the umbrella to your wife and you walk in the rain. We have the case of shivri, even b'zman hazeh. And she should use the umbrella and not you. Now, once we have the issa of negiyah, chashash negiyah, the question we have is, that's negiyah to the person itself. What about negiyah to the begodim? Can you touch a person's clothing? So again, there's a rekeach, a rishon, and simon shini d'ches. Being done another girsa on Tond of Elio. And his gersa is v'nogo b'bagdeho. What happened? He touched her clothing, and therefore the pesach tshuva being down from the tashpats, the rishon, there's a loch over here that not only cannot touch her, you cannot touch her clothing, and the loch in the achrenim is even with large clothing, it's very rochav megufa, it's sticking out over here. Still, you cannot touch her clothing. The clothing is bottled to the isha, and therefore if you're touching the isha, nichel negedah of negiyah. So just like touching her is usher, also touching your clothing mice is usher. How far to take it? Kamal Chidon discusses, what about can your clothing touch her clothing? Is that also a problem over here? So Kamal Chidon says, Yish Lazar, just like you cannot touch her, Hudin, you cannot touch your baggage cannot touch her baggage, and also we're machma upon that. What's a machma that a baggage should not touch a baggage? They say practically when you go on a bus, you have to be very careful that your baggage should not touch her baggage. Let's say you go on a flight, you're flying. Also, you sit seat by seat, one next to another. You should have to be very careful to make sure your baggage did not touch her baggage over here. Now, the issue of Berkowitz, what to go do on a flight? Sometimes it's very difficult, especially on the long flights, on the small chairs over here, what to go do? So first he said, Avadu, we do not have to switch seats. We can stay in our own seat. Don't worry about that. He said, but the Eitzah Apir HaMoshe was, he said, Apir Shmur HaMoshe, that put something in between, put a box of tissues in between, put a hat box in between, a handbag in between. This way, if you end up, she feels you, it's Negiya Adei Dov Acher. Negiya Adei Dov Acher, as the Berkut says, is Mutter B'mok Matzarech. That means we should be very machman, make sure begun don't touch begodim. But when you're stuck, you have no other option, put something in between, you might sense the person, Mok Matzarech, Yeshomi Lismoich. Now, once you're saying the Issa is touching a person's beged, let's say the person is not wearing the beged. Is that Mutter also? Let's say it's on the floor. Your wife wants to pick up your beged and put it inside the hamper. So first, obviously, your begodim never should be on the floor. You should put it in the hamper. But in the case where it's on the floor, can you pick it up? So come on with Pesach Tshuva being done from the Tashbats. The Issa dafkun when you're wearing it. Because a beged, when you're wearing it, is bottled to the person. What's on the floor, it's not bottled to the person. Therefore, there's no Issa. No time it's also when a person is wearing it, and not when it's not on the person. So first, it comes out, we have this Issa over here, as Negiya Shabai. Once we have the Issa Negiya of touching, do we also have an Issa of Aishata, of passing one to another? Come on, the Beis Yosef, and he has the Machlokes among the Rishonim. It brings down that the Rosh and the Rashba want to be Machmer, again, based upon Tan of Elio, that the Rosh of the Nusach was, maybe you pass one to another, Pach or Shemen, and therefore the Rosh one time there's a Raya, that even Aishata is also. And therefore, the Torah, the Ben Yeruchim, they bring down, there's an Issa of Ashata over here also. Now, why is Ashata passing one to another's Aser? So, we have two reasons brought down among the Rishonim. One, the way how the Rosh says inside, Shash of Negiya, that's how the Rashba says in Torah Sabayas. Or the way how the Beis Yosef bring down from the Rashba, it's how the Sugya of Chibo. The Maisha, the Mechab in the page says, what's the side of the Issa of Ashata? Shema Yiga Bebesara. You have an Issa passing one to another, it's how the Sugya of Negiya. That means we have two halakim over here in Negiya. One Negiya, and second, it's on the sugya of Hishato. Now, the Pesukim say this Issa of Hishato is even a case when it's Aruch, even when it's a long object. That means the Beis Yosef and the Shach being down from the Ben Yeruchim, even though you might think there's no reason to ask them when something is long, Kamashman still it's Aser. Why is it Aser? Either you can say the Lashon of Ben Yeruchim, brought down by the Beis Yosef, still there's a Chashash of Negiya over here. Or the way how others want to say Pidei or HaShulchan, but the Shulchan wants to go this way, it's out of the Sugya of Loi Plug. We cannot pass one to another. That means again we have an Isser of passing, or to Negiya, even that something that's long, it's at the Bach, even Aide Shino, the Maisitz Osir. You have no head to through a Shinoi. Now, once it's Osir, we said before that Negiya is Osir, and Negiya to Begodim is Osir. Over here we're saying a Shota is Osir. What about a Shota Begodim is Osir? Is that like a double Chumr over here? A shot itself is a machloikis, we're machmer. But maybe a shot to begodim, the other person can be mekel, or no. Just like by begodim, we're machmer for nekiyo, who did by shot will be machmer? A shot among the swarm, be ik the swarm maisa machmer. Once we say the say by nekiyo that begodim is tough to the person, and nekiyo is also, also we're machmer, a shot to also a shot into the beged, also also. The other person, again, is has wearing objects, wearing a jacket. You want to put the car keys inside the person's jacket? The Maisa, that's Usr. That's a shot to the person. The bag is tough to the person. You cannot put the car keys inside a person's pocket. However, they say, let's say a person has a wagon, a stroller, and you want to put something inside the stroller. That's not something a person is wearing. That bit of the swamantina, that's mutter. So the Yash of the Chodeshani, that's not negate to the person per se. That's going inside something else that they're not wearing. Then the Maisa is mutter. However, let's say you want to put something inside the lap, you want to take a child from the lap, or take a child to the lap, to his wife, back and forth, and therefore the Svar Shubai, Chav Kvieski, the Marakoyen, the big down, Lamaisa, putting in the lap, or taking out Lamaisa, that's also. Now once we have this Issa over here, number one, a Negiya, number two, a Shoto, that means Negiya is touching, and a Shoto is passing. What about picking up something together? I'm not touching the person. I'm not passing it to a person. I'm picking up something together. That means that we have a bench over here. We want to pick up together. For example, you live in Maladafno, for whatever reason, and they have all the steps over there, and you have a stroller. And you want to pick it up together, get up all the steps. Is that going to be also inside the Sugya of Shoto? Or is that going to be a case of my set's mutter over here? So come along, Ashal among the Svarim, to bring down the name of the Chaznish, my set's mutter, since the other Tshuva about it, he wants to be Mekel. Atzad Hashani, Minchas Yitzchok, Maisa wants to be Machmer, And the machmir coming ikar again from two different sugyas. One mitzvah the sugya of ishato, not worse than that case. Shema achshash v'negia. They also come from a second sugya. We'll get the loch and sefei. They're more over there being examined. The person should not move another person. The husband should not move the wife. Over here, when you carry something together, you end up moving the other person. You have a bayam mitzvah the sugya being menane the other person. Therefore, b'liyashim and ozlo ma'isa wami machmir. The Elam saw the tshuva of Moshe. He wants to be granted a right to be machmer. He wants to be said to be chosh to be osir. Hagam of Eider, he asked Moshe, and Moshe said, when there's no one else around, Moshe can be samich lahakol. And therefore, when he's stuck, as brought down by Scheinberg, and Dine Fisher, and the Chodeshani says, when he's stuck, Moshe, he can be mekel. To be practical about it, what do you go do in the case when you have a stroller, you have to get up the steps? So, first, the idea over here is that if it's a single stroller, pashas, any person is able to carry it by themselves. If not, you got to work out. But let's say in a case you cannot, let's say it's a double stroller, what to go do? So another thing is, if you can't, you really stuck, you take the baby and the other person takes the stroller. That's what you really should do. But let's say the baby's sleeping, you can't carry it by yourself, it's a double stroller over here. Make this from say, to be machmob, machmob, chak, yeshami lismach. You can't be mekel. That means echnam, you're stuck, no one around to help you out. The husband and wife can't take it down when there's no other option. That seems to be the nago. Let's say you want to move a couch. So everyone knows, you got pochim, you don't get your wife. Either yes, you want to use your wife. Everyone understands, you don't use a girl to move a couch. Otherwise, when you're stuck, Lamai says, Yishami Lismach. Over here in this halacha, in Shulchan Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman, it's brought down that he gets involved in Shiloh, if it could be Samech Lachal, Mokh Matchak. But it's brought down over there, a Maisa that he saw that the Isha was going to the bus with the husband. The husband went in front to go pay, and the wife went in the back and asked people to help her take the stroller up. And he, Maisa, says, no, that's incorrect. Get a switch. The wife should go in the front to go pay, and the husband in the back, he's the one who should ask people to help him out over here. Some of the Musa Shaboy, that Maisa, the men should do the heavy work over here, and the women should do things that are lighter. That's some Seichel Yosher, and that's the correct Halan Hogan Derech Eretz. Now, number one, we have the Issa Mitzvah Negiah. Number two, we have the Issa Mitzvah Shoto. Building upon that, we have an Issa now of Zrika, of throwing things. That means a Shoto is passing one to another. What about Zrika when you throw one to another? Is that also Osir? It's coming from the Darkei Moshe, being down from the Maram, the Binyan Zev, the Maaseh to be Machmer, also to Aseret. And therefore, all B'nai Ashkenaz, they also Aser the case of Zrika. Now, in the gate of Nei Svard, the Rishala among the Svarm, Maisa to be Machmanat, the Merikash is Meforish to be Mekel, brought down by Avad Yosef, Atzal Hasheni, the Chido, the Maisa is Machmer, brought down by the Ben Ishchai. So, Shala Maisa among the Nei Svard, what to go do? The Maisa among the Bnei Ashkenaz, the Maisa we are Machmer, whether the Minchas Yaakov said Mitzal the Sugar of Korva, whether there's a Chashash Negi over here, the Maisa we ask it over here. Now, once we're saying it's also, now the question is, what's the loch in the gate to begodim? That means we said, number one, by Negi is also, and also by begodim. Number two, we said, Ashot is also, and even by begodim. Number three, what's Zerika by the case of begodim? Do you say the whole entire Sugya of Zerika is a machlokes, and begodim is a building all upon as a, more of a chumra over here, to be machmer, we won't say that. V'oi, the whole entire reason why to be machmer is a chshash negiyah. The ma'is of chshash negiyah is not applied by the Sugya of Zerika. So maybe it was swar over here to be Michael over here. Therefore, come on the Pesach Tshuva and bring down the shaitel over here. And because the Pesach Tshuva has a couple of cases, he has one case, can you throw it onto a beged? He has a second case over here discussing, the Chaim discuss, can you throw it not only inside the beged, but inside the purse the person is holding? Now he's wearing it, but they're holding a beged over here. A third case that Chaim discuss, brought down the Pesach Tshuva, can you blow off a feather or dirt the person's beged over here? Or a fourth case he discusses, when he throws something up, and it comes down, is that nichlan the issa of Zerika? Now, negate to all these cases, the swarm are very clear that it's not clear. That those say it's mutter, those say machmer tavla bracha, those say nochen lahachmer, those who say shasid chak, those who will machmer. Mamash we cross the board, megdela poiski mekan lekan. It seems to me, to me, negate to these four cases, beikr, dan hog is to be machmer, less from mokmat tzarech to be mekel. For example, let's say you have a key over here. You want to give it to your wife, so bad time you should put it on the table. Let's say there is no table. To put it down on the floor, and she, let's say she has to bend down to pick it up and she's pregnant, she can't do that. or you put it down in New York City, it'll disappear over there. To throw it up, it'll come down, and she'll catch it over here. Or in a case, let's say she does not catch things that well, you throw it up, it'll drop on the floor. Then what to be samech upon? To throw it inside a purse. That means be ikur, the anhoga is to be machmer. When you're stuck, you have no other option what to go do. Then we're samech upon these cases that Pesach Chu brings down, either throw it inside the baghead or to throw it up. And yeshal mi lismach lahakol. Now, the Izzim Nasher Klein, I saw a Chiddush, he wants a Taino. When he throws something straight up, it comes straight down, it's working fully by gravity. And therefore, wants Taino even holds his mutter. Maisa Lachor, that's not his team, it's a Paiskim, there's no Chilik over here. And again, those who want to be Machmer, I'll be Machmer, those who will be Mekel, I'll be Mekel. So it comes out, again, we have so far three Yisurim right now. Number one, Negiah, number two, Ashota, number three, Yisrika, all Nichol in the category of Sepeis, of the category of Negiah. Building upon this, Kamal the Pesach Shuvah now has the fourth problem. A sugya of a chibur al yidei esh. That means coming from the sugya in Machshirim, over there brings down when a husband wants to light a cigar, a cigarette, can the isha light it for him? He comes along and says, once we have this hevel shibai, it makes a chibur, you should know what that means. And therefore, it's if you're touching the person, or there's a scarvis going on over here, and therefore, a chibur al yidei esh l'may says also. Therefore, he says, the person cannot light the cigar for his wife, or vice versa. Now, practically, it's not going to happen. Your wife's not going to light for you the cigarette. It's not going to happen. Or vice versa. So they do say, with the Geah, by the case of Avdolah. When a person has Avdolah, he's holding the candle, and the wife wants to light it, they're pointing out from this Pesach Teshuva, calling the Yad Elio, the Maisel will be also over here. Once we have this Isser of a Avdolah candle for the wife to light for the husband when he's holding it, they discuss how far to take the side over here. That means by Abdullah, he's holding the candle over here. Can the Isha come along and put her fingers there and have enough in the lights? But no, Lamaisa, that's Usr. Because there's fire, and they're connecting each other with the fact that she's there, she is having enough in the light. So Lamaisa, the Sfarim say, or Moshe Teshuvah, and Ikhla Paiskim say, no. This is Dafka, when you're lighting one to another, the Hevel Shabbat is a Chibur. Having enough in the light, Lamaisa, that's Mutter. That means by Abdullah, the wife cannot light the Abdullah candle for the husband when he's holding the candle. But however, when he already is holding it, when he has it lit, the wife can have an awe from the Abdullah candle. The same thing they discuss, can a person put on a reading light? Can his class read it? Avadi can, that's not a problem over here. It's only negated to the Chiba Aide in the case of Eish. The last point over here is once we have this four Yisurim of Negiah, Ishata, Zrik, and the Chibur, come on with Pesach Teshuvah, bring down the Sugyo, of Chai Noises Atzmoy. That means I think the Olam knows the Sugya from the Shabbos or from Gittin. We have a concept in the Gittin Shabbos that when you're carrying a person, there's no Isser because the person carries himself and only did your Abonim. So, first, at the Shabbos, we're talking the Chidor, Pesach Teshuvah say, just like by Shabbos, Aloch is the Chai Noises Atzmoy, there's no Isser of carrying Minat Torah. He also negated the Sugya of Nido to pass from the husband to the wife or vice versa. It's not if they pass one to another. It's not nichol in the isser of a shato. The mice will be mutter because it went by itself. So first, we have a kul over here, a chiddush of the Pesach Teshuvah. They're passing a child one to another, the mice is mutter. Even those who say it's mutter, says the Pesach Teshuvah, it really depends upon the klal of chay noises atzmoy. That means when you learn the sugya of Shabbos, in Shimon Shinches, in Sif Mem Aleph, over there it's brought down that a child who's one day old is not Chai Noises Atzmoy. Has to be the age where the child starts walking. That means around 1 year old will get involved with his heter. Anything less than that is not Nichol the Gedder of Chai Noises Atzmoy. Now I know others say the Gedder is crawling 3 to 6 months. However, the Pashas is not the way you learn the Sugya in Shabbos. The Kamat Meforash on the page, the Loch is Gedder is walking around the age of 1 year old. That means even those who want to be Mekel, it only starts from 1 year old and above. Aleph. Second, the Pesach Teshuvah says, in Shabbos, those will be Machm in the case where it's a Chelo or Kapois, someone who is sick or tied up, also to come on to be Machmer. Therefore, the Achorim discuss, what about sleeping? A child sleeping, can pass from one to another. Come on about a Shulchan, it says, it sounds like it should be Osir. And in the Hilchot Shabbos, the Chodshoni and Avosner sound like they were Mitzadid, Shalom Zalman and Avosner sound like the loch is, it should be Osir. Sleeping should be Nichol Neged of Kapois. Gambit's not Meforash on the page. You can argue the point. So it comes out, even those who want to be Mekel, They come along, they want a taino, has to be the gedel like chaynos atzmai, therefore only from 1 year old, and only in the case maybe when it's not sleeping. Hatzad sheni, numus achrim are mafakvik stark against the teshvatz. Number one, they point out that the teshvatz holds zvika throwing his mutter. We hold the mice as zvika's also. So him, which he tosser, will come along to be mekel over here, on the case of by a child. Us, we machbe even on zvika, even though noch shash negiyah, but nich together are passing one to another. So only the case of a child. Second, what shaykh does Shabbos have to do with us? Shabbos is a sugi of who's carrying it. Here, the shaila passing is a chash negiyah. So whether I'm carrying it or not, there's a chash over here of a husband touching the wife when he passed one to another. Therefore, numerous from the mice come on to be machmer. The one taina, even though the pesach tshuva on the page says to be mekel, there's darkest for to be machmer over here. Now, I did hear in Shevivim that Burke would say over the minig see mekel, where Reuben himself said in Shevivim the minig see mekel, God the Savior wants to be chayshus to be machmer. It seems to be the mice that hog is to be machmer, unless you're stuck, unless the case of machmat sarach, otherwise to be machmer. Now, you have to realize even those who will be mekel machmat sarach, it's only from 1 year old and onwards, before not. However, they do point out that let's say the child goes by itself, then says of either of the Chodesh Shani, other is going by itself, that's not you doing it, then the Maisa even agrees it's mutter. Unless it's a case of Schoik V'Kalas Roish, that means that the kid's going back and forth, mommy and tati, you have a bias Schoik V'Kalas Roish. But otherwise it comes out, practically passing a child one to another, the Swam say Ikid to be Machmer, less than 1 year old, Avad Yat V'Machmer, going by itself, the child, the mice, that's mutter. They do say, let's say the wife is holding a child. Can you put food into the child's mouth? Can you put the pacifier inside the child's mouth? Or give it to the hand of the child over here? Again, there's shalom among the svarim. Those are mekel. Those are machmer tala bracha. Those say mokmat tzarech. Those who say shasad chak. Those are the mice who are machmer. It seems the minig oilam mice is to be machmer. Less than Mokhmat Sarach, the kid's crying, you want to put the Pesi, or the Dummy, or the pacifier, each one after their own language, into the kid's mouth, then we're Mekel, otherwise not Mokhmat Chak, we'll Maisa Machmer. One last point they gave this sugyo is the idea of Kvato. That means by the case of a bris, the minig is that there's a husband and wife, they're bringing the child, and the question is, when she's a Nito, is there Bayah Mitzal Sugyo Vaishato? That means there is no het of chaynos as atmer by a child who is 8 days old. That's posh, that's the kuliyamo lalocho. Once that's so, can a person be kvater when she is tamei, when the isha is tamei? So they come along from two svaras. One is by kvater, everyone stands up. Now the reason why we're standing up is not mitzah the baby. We're standing in Shulchan Aruch, we're standing up for the people who are bringing in the baby because they're being isik b'mitzvah. That means a husband and wife being isik b'mitzvah, and therefore we're standing up for the kvater. If so, those want taina, maybe isik b'mitzvah, there's no iser. Void, this whole Indian of kvata is done by rabbin. Maybe by rabbin also there is no iser over here. L'maisa, among the svarim, everyone answers, I cannot find a safer l'maisa that's mekel. Hagama pi shmur, for numerous people say to me mekel. Maisa, in the svarim, I did not find anyone l'maisa who is mekel. In the svarim, everyone l'maisa is machmer. However, they do discuss two eitzes, with that itself is a mavucha. One eitzah they discuss, can you have somebody in between? The wife brings it to the mechitza, she'll pass it to somebody else, and somebody else gives it to the husband. Another item they discuss, you have two pillows over here. That means the wife comes with two pillows, the husband takes the top pillow. Each case, the shalom among the achronim, what to go do, if it's correct or not correct. The ma'aseh of Shlomo Zalman and Yashiv say, on both these cases, the ma'aseh not to do that. That's not the correct anogo. You should get somebody else who's tired to go do it, and not be samech upon these eitzes over here. So come down again, they get to the sugya of sepeis over here. We have four isurim over here, and the parameters that come out from it. Sorry? No. Well, because you're doing something that people sense what's going on over here. People, the margish, what's going on. That's not the correct thing, says Shlomo Zalman. So again, we have four Yisurim with his parameters over here. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, we mamshich the sugya Sif Gimel, Sif Dalad. No, it's an interesting question. But again, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, we mamshich, and we'll get to all the sugya of Achok, and get to Achilo, Sif Gimel, Sif Dalad. Shkoyach, everyone, for listening. Go ahead, what's the questions? I'm listening.